Brock's.
Well, good morning. Here we go. It's 7:10. Brock Hunter, what's up?
Let's do this.
Let's do this. All right, yeah, let's do it. It's time for your morning dump.
It's the Morning Dump with Brock and Hunter. Trends, tech, guy stuff, Hollywood sleaze, and more.
As always, your Morning Dump brought to you by Pump
That
Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them 269-445-7777. Or visit PumpThatSeptic.com. Well, I'm a little bummed today, Hunter. A little, little bummed.
What happened?
Well, I got screwed over once again. Apparently, I didn't win Sexiest Man Alive. For that 10th year in a row. This is BS. I put my name in for the running, but this year instead, People Magazine gave it to Michael B. Jordan, some big, fancy, attractive movie star, and not me.
You know? I think he's, you might have you by a chin
what?
Here.
What, because he's got muscles and a perfectly square jaw, and he's taller and richer and better smile?
He's got skills.
All sorts of skills. Obviously, you may know Michael B. Jordan from the Creed franchise. Right? He plays Apollo Creed's illegitimate son. He was also in Black Panther, opposite
the video
of Chadwick Boseman.
Have you seen the video of him going through the gun course?
No. Is he a badass with a gun, too?
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Does not miss.
Yeah.
I'm telling you. You know, it's like there's a famous video of Keanu Reeves doing it with John Wick, the John Wick movie.
Yeah.
It's the same exact course. I think all the celebrities use the same course out there in California. But, man, he goes through this course and you're like, dude, this guy should be in the military.
That doesn't mean he should be the sexiest man alive, though. You know, I've been putting my time in, and one of these days, People Magazine is going to realize that I am the sexiest man alive.
Can't even catch a fish, bro. We have no chance. I'm telling you.
These guys
have lots of skills. They're good looking. They got tons of money.
Catch a fish and shove it right up. Anyway, next year is going to be my year. I'm tired of being dodged by People's Magazine. If they're listening right now, look, my time's going to come, all right? And I'm going to be the last one. They're going to say, this is the sexiest man alive ever, and no one else is going to win.
You're going to be salt and pepper by the time they even look at you.
I'll be maybe I'll get like a hunky older men or the hunkiest older man award. Well,
didn't old boy George Clooney won it one year. He's pretty salt and pepper.
He's won it like 10 times. F George Clooney, man. That's all I got to say.
You smell it.
Yes.
Smell the jealousy.
All right. We get it.
You.
He's handsome. I don't know. I don't see it. Whatever. My mom always said I was the handsomest boy around, so I don't know.
Yeah, that's your mom because she feels bad for you.
This is BS, man. I'm going to win one of these years. Moving on.
Bad chance, Brock. So I don't get depressed.
Netflix is testing out a programmed linear content TV channel in France. I'm going to say that again. Netflix is trying a TV channel. CNET editor and at large Ian Shear says the channel is called Netflix Direct and subscribers can tune in and watch whatever programming is in there that has been scheduled. So
it's coming out with their own channel,
dude. Everything changes and everything stays the same. I don't really understand the thought process behind this.
Yeah. Here's why I think it might be all right. Because, dude, I literally spend just the amount of time scrolling as I do watching something on Netflix.
Yeah.
I can't make up my mind. There's too much. Well, that looks good. That looks good. Should I watch that? Nah. Then I keep scrolling. This, I can just turn on the channel. And
it's there. And maybe it'll be like, oh, you come in halfway through a movie, and you're like, oh, I didn't know that movie was on Netflix. I'm going to go to Netflix and watch the whole thing. I could see that, but it seems funny that something that has been in the front runner of killing TV or terrestrial TV as we know it is now going on TV. Have you tried the Shuffle?
No, I haven't. I don't trust it.
Yeah. I don't either.
I don't trust it. Here's the thing with Netflix. It's basically saying, hey, we have so much money, we have no idea what to do with it, so we're making a TV channel.
Just screw it.
You just
we're
have
good.
Any other ideas, let us know, because we got God's money over here.
I need to figure out, or what I need to do is set up a separate account for Kiki, because I don't know if this happens with you and your wife, but right now, my queue is absolutely ruined, or my recommended, because she's been on a Christmas movie, like a made-for-TV Christmas movie kick. Dude. So
what's
my recommended
the one that's out right
ruined.
Now?
It's ruined.
A Christmas something. I know. She probably watched the same exact movie.
Oh.
But yeah, dude, the queue is just I don't even look at the queue anymore.
And I've worked really hard on getting my suggested line, like, perfect, dude. Like, my suggested line or recommended section, it was awesome. But now it's full of, like, a Princess Christmas. Christmas in the country and Christmas, oh, Christmas, Christmas. Like, it's just, it's awful. And all these movies are awful. And she's ruined it. There needs to be something on there where, like, you can.
Christmas. Sitting on the couch with a blanket.
God.
Feet up.
Hey, we had to watch one last night with Vanessa Hudgens. And I'm like, I don't want to watch this. This is terrible. This is just awful. It's cheesy.
Isn't this great? Isn't this nice? It's a good time. We're sitting here.
No, not a single boob in that entire Christmas movie.
Is there football on?
Yes.
Is there
anything. Or can I go watch paint dry? Literally anything other than this? This is awful. Anyway. All right. Well, there you go. You got me, who should have been the sexiest man alive, and right, Netflix on TV. That's your morning dump. We'll be back.
The Morning Dump, brought to you by Pump That Septic. Clean your septic today with Pump That Septic. Call them today, 269-445-7777, or visit pumpthatseptic.com. Rock